We are at the Hard Rock Cafe right now with this great sneak peek of Heartbreak Hotel, which is coming to the Broadway Playhouse as part of the Broadway in Chicago series. It is coming on June 30th, so it's just around the corner. And I am so lucky to meet up here with Eddie Clendenning, who is playing Elvis, and we've got Matt Codina, who is his guitarist, Scotty Moore. It's great to meet with both of you.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, so excited. So, Eddie, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
First of all, I saw you perform. How do you get Elvis to infiltrate your body?
The most important thing, I think, is to be yourself first and add in little tastes of Elvis here and there.
So are you Elvis?
No, not at all. I'm Eddie all day, every day, and I'm just a big fan of Elvis, and as a fan, I try to carry that with as much respect as possible.
So I know you started with Million Dollar Quartet. You performed it on Broadway with Elvis, and you came to Chicago and did some performances here.
Well, I started when the show originated in Chicago. I started with it here. I was here for about 2.5 years, and then it moved to Broadway.
I saw you here, just so you know.
Okay, cool. Well, you're not getting your money back for that. But
I'm waiting to see you even more here in Chicago.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Chicago holds a special place in my heart. I love Chicago.
So for you, how is your character different in Heartbreak Hotel? I know you're Elvis, but this is in a different period of your life.
Yeah, well, in Million Dollar Quartet, Elvis is more of a reactor. You know, he's sort of there, having already reached a certain status, coming back to visit his friends. A lot of the crux of the drama in Million Dollar Quartet doesn't really revolve around Elvis. This really focuses on the time leading up to him really breaking out as a star and the events that led up to that. So it's definitely, there's a lot more on my shoulders, acting-wise and performing-wise, and so I'm a lot more tired at the end of the day when I finish this show than I was with Million Dollar Quartet.
Like you said, you have a big job here, and everybody has an idea of what Elvis is. So to pay respect to him and to tribute him and to give everybody what they want all at the same time is certainly a difficult position for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And in my experience, you will never please everyone all the time. When it comes to that,
I'm well aware of that issue.
Yeah, of course. In any aspect of show business or performance, there's no one is ever going to be 100% happy. But with Elvis, like I said, I'm a big fan for my whole life, and there are things about him that make him special to me. So I start there, and hope that everyone else agrees and comes along with me on that. You know,
that truly came across in your performance. Matt, I want to talk to you. So you are guitarist Scotty Moore, and you originated the role of Scotty Moore in Heartbreak Hotel. So you're starting from square zero here. So tell me a little bit about your role within this new show.
Scotty Moore, well, for me personally, I mean, just as much as Eddie has said that, you know, he's adored Elvis for his whole life, I've kind of been the same way as far as being a guitar player, and Scotty Moore, he's been my idol, so it's a really important role for me to play, and I'm really excited about the show too, because it brings to light a lot of the changes in Elvis's career, but that Scotty was also behind. He was his guitar player, but he was also his first manager, and Scotty really wanted to just be the manager. He wanted to kind of bring around the band, and then we find out that things don't end up, you know, going so well for the boys.
Enter the
yeah,
villain.
Yeah.
So was Elvis one of your influences in your personal career?
Yeah. As far as a guitar player, I've always gravitated towards his music, but when I was a kid, my dad always used to play those records, and I used to sing along to All Shook Up and That's Alright Mama. So, I don't know, just the opportunity to be called to play something like this.
Well, you're so young, and Elvis has really infiltrated through so many decades. I mean, kids, adults, everybody appreciates his iconic music.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I don't know anybody who doesn't know him. Even to these days, people that aren't in touch with like Americana or roots music or the blues, they still know.
Exactly.
So relevant, yeah.
Do you look forward to Heartbreak Hotel? Do you look forward to seeing the girls on the stage in the Broadway Playhouse?
Well, we look forward to Chicago.
Yeah.
May 2/30. We look forward to
we'll see you there.
Bring it. We appreciate your performance, and good luck with the show. I think we've got a real winner on our hands.
Cheers.
Here.
Thanks so great much. To meet you. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So now I have the honor of speaking first with the writer and director of the show, Floyd Mutrux. And it is an honor to meet with you. I also have the producer of the show here, Scott Persand. So it is great to meet with both of you today. So I'm going to talk to you first for a minute. I don't even know where to begin. I'm so excited. First of all, to back up a little bit, you know that you wrote and directed Million Dollar Quartet, which is a Chicago favorite. And
I co-wrote and directed.
And this was Chicago's longest running show, 7 years. I saw it multiple times. Chicago can't get enough of that show. And now we're moving on to the prequel, which is called Heartbreak Hotel. How did you decide to break these shows up in two and to do this one second?
Okay, do I have to tell you?
No.
So what happened was, when I sat down to write this series of plays about people that made the music that changed the culture of our country, I started with Heartbreak Hotel. I wrote it. It was 3 hours long. I cut it in half. I did the last half first, and that was Million Dollar Quartet. This is the first half, and this is how he got to that story.
And so why did you decide to do the second half first?
You know, I found the actors, the guy Johnny Cash had walked in the room, and Jerry Lee Lewis, and I thought, it's cast, I'll do that now, and I'll come back and tell the second half first. You know, like Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, or whatever, you know, the story begins here.
So, you have a vast film resume as a screenwriter. You say you're not interested in the movie business. Everything that you're doing is Broadway shows.
Yes, everything I'm doing Broadway. Actually, there's a third part to this story. It's called Blue Suede Shoes, and it's the last part of the trilogy of Sun Records. It takes place on a way station. Everyone comes down, Cash, Elvis, the girls, and they tell the story of their lives and what happened to them. It's Chorus Line for Rock and Roll.
You do. I'm already excited. I am sure that you have a winner here, and that's what every producer wants to hear.
Yes, please. Yes, thank you.
So, Scott, tell me about this musical and what makes it so important in our culture and rock and roll history.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I mean, we're telling that it's the start. I mean, this is the start of rock and roll, and we're telling his story. That year and a half, when he went from a truck driver to the biggest rock and roll star in the world, with no internet, with nothing other than his pure talent and radio play, and him performing and literally working on gigs every single night to build his audience.
I guess we could all learn something a little from that perseverance, but there were some bumps, roadblocks along the way.
There were.
Really, you think there were any bumps? He brought the black man's music to a white station. You think there might have been a bump in Mobile, Alabama, when the headline said, gyrations create sexual impulses in 13-year-old girls. You think there might have been a bump there?
So, you found your Elvis. He was here for Million Dollar Quartet.
Yes.
And you brought him back, or...
There was no question. Yeah, I mean, Eddie is the guy. He's not an impersonator. He literally embodies Elvis. He's unbelievable. So the fact that he did 2,200 performances and originated the role here in Chicago, let's bring him back. Elvis is back in Chicago. So it's fantastic.
I feel the same way. I think we're lucky. Why Chicago? I know this is new. We've tested it out in a couple other markets, but Chicago is so rich here.
We always knew. We always... Yeah, no, we always...
You were here too, though.
And I knew I was going to be here, too.
We want to build a hub here. We want this show to sit here for a very long time. Every other incarnation of this show, Heartbreak Hotel, whether it goes to Las Vegas, if it goes to Broadway, a tour, a national tour, Europe, everything will start here. And we build from here, and we hope to run here for a really long time.
Yeah, more shows are starting here in Chicago and moving on to other places. We feel like you've got a winner here. And Broadway in Chicago is a winner. And Broadway Playhouse, we're all lucky here.
We're super pumped to be with Broadway in Chicago. They are fantastic. Yeah. Their entire team is just wonderful and have been wonderful to us.
They have great interviewers, too. I heard that.
Seriously. Ridiculously good. Ridiculously.
They've got all
WGN.
That. WGN.
Yeah.
The best.
Well, you know, this is this town has the spirit of music, and this town has the spirit of the blues and the South Side and all the blues clubs. And Elvis brought the blues. This is the story of the messenger who delivered the black man's music to a white station and changed the culture of our country forever. So this is the place to make that announcement.
In talking to both of you, I just want to mention that I can feel the passion, and I can feel the excitement, and I see it, and I feel it, and I hear it, and so honestly, I so appreciate that as well, and I'm excited for you, and I'm
well,
glad to
well, thank you, and we hope.
And you know the reason that Elvis, when like you said, embodies the spirit, what Eddie does. You know why you like him? Because he feels it. He's not an impersonator. He feels it, and you see it in his every inch of his body.
Well, that's how I feel about you. I see it. I feel all the passion coming through every inch of your body. So congratulations to both of you. I wish you much success, and I will be here to support you.
Thank you. Come hang with us at the Broadway Playhouse. It's going
to
be fun.
I will be there.
Yeah, and we love to. I'd love to see you again. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel the same.